An act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of the state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, well, we're at that juncture in which we come each session to Senate Bill 187, which is our general bill. First, some housekeeping situations. Those of you that are looking for hard copies of the engrossed bill, they are not with us yet. But if you go to your computers and bring up the site and go to the online site, bring up the bill, it is in the amended copy that we have just passed just a few hours ago. So it is available to you on your PCs. I should tell you that hard copies will be made available. I have not been told yet how they would be distributed, whether they would be distributed within this evening yet or whether they would be mailed to us. But nevertheless, Senate Bill 187 will be put in hard copy form, and each member will get a copy thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we want to take an opportunity as the Vice Chairman on the Senate Republican side of the Appropriations Committee thanking the entire Senate for their patience while we dealt with this bill and during this tough time that we're not only having in the state economy but also in finding dollars and making sure that the citizens are well taken care of. I'd also like to thank the Appropriations veterans, in which we have many on our staff over there. I'm talking specifically about Senator Dennard, Senator Bob Duxbury, and even Senator Simmons, who doesn't serve with us now but is certainly an appropriations veteran, as well as Senator Drake. They've got many years of experience here, and that knowledge is just undeniably a way to go in this body in order to keep things on an even keel. We couldn't hardly go on tonight without mentioning we had a new member this year. Senator Craddock became a member of our Appropriations Committee. We're very proud to have her as a member and a new member. I certainly would thank her for her hard work and effort, and at least adhering to the old adage, you know, to sometimes sit still and be quiet and listen, and she's done that excellently well. I have all the confidence in the world that she will be an outstanding appropriator if she continues in the field. Next of all, we want to thank all of the appropriation members, Republicans and Democrats, for the many hours that we have worked and toiled over there. And we certainly had a focus. And this year, our focus was on fiscal responsibility. And I think in an outstanding and overwhelming situations, we have overcome any of the thoughts and that we might have had with regard to irresponsibility. Every one of us. And I think all of those on the floor are going to see what the budget has done this year and that we've become fiscally responsible. I want to personally thank Senator Bob Drake. And those of you can join in also with your thanks. But thank Bob Drake, our chairman, Senator Drake, for being the chairman for these last 2 years here in the Senate, in which I've served with him, providing the leadership that he has. But most of all, for his open and candid way in which he deals with the budget. This is a gentleman which is going to be, anyone's going to have a hard time following in his shoes because of his ability to keep those numbers and be fluid with how those programs work within and without state government and be on top of all of those situations all of the time. And so I personally thank Bob, and I know that we will miss him if he decides not to come back to our Senate and be part of that leadership. First of all, just a couple minutes on the budget items themselves. We will not forget the LRC staff, which works very closely with the appropriations process. This is headed up by Dale Birch over there on the LRC. All of his fiscal analysts, in which we use daily on the appropriation process, we want to be sure to thank each and every one of them for their hard work and the staying power that they've had on some of these late nights. There's a great deal of cooperation also that we should mention between the Commissioner, Kurt Evans, and the Budget and Finance Office at under Governor Janklow downstairs. We work in a very cooperative spirit with them. Certainly, there's no way that we could keep on top of all those subjects without a lot of help with them, and they too would like to keep up with the legislative process. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Commissioner Kurt Everson and his staff for working with us in that manner. Ladies and gentlemen, getting to the budget, those of you who remember the budget address in which we came here in December last year, and the governor outlined his budget address, At that time, he said he proposed to spend about $879.4 million of general funds. Later on, when you visit with the Senator Drake, he will be telling you that we're right at about $877 million now. So we're not very far off of what we actually proposed, or what was actually proposed in December of this year. Keeping in mind that of that $880 million that was proposed, that 38% of that goes back to the schools for aid to schools, goes back to a third of that, $330 million go back to those schools. And just thinking back quickly, in 1993, only $150 million went back. So I think we're doing as best we can as a state that is having some economic hard times in supplying school funding. $250 million of that goes to health and human and social services, ladies and gentlemen. Just think about that. That's almost 30% of the budget goes to that social services, health and human services, and another 40% goes to schools. Quickly speaking, in round numbers, that's 70% of the $880 million that I'm speaking about now. Then you have higher education for about $140 million. You got corrections for about $55 million. And then lo and behold, you have 1.5% of the budget for agriculture down there. Now, I'm an Aggie. This is a difficult situation that we deal with in South Dakota, in which really agriculture is one of the engines, one of the major engines that drive our economy. The other one, of course, being our services and our Sioux Falls and Rapid City areas. But certainly, ag is one. But we only get 1.5% of this budget, which is about $13.1 million. Of all these numbers that I'm talking to you about, roughly speaking, these numbers are large numbers, a million here, a million there. Sure, they add up eventually, but the citizen can certainly understand that when we tell them that the budget really is a very flat budget. And when I say that, I mean all of the increases that I just talked to you about were in place because of three things. One of them is FMAP, which is the federal matching funds that require us to match Title 19 money. So we had an increase in those. We put $12.2 million into social services and the FMAP program. The other one is inflation. We really don't have a handle on inflation, so that comes out of the budget. And the last thing, the third, leg to this stool is in the caseloads. Our social services and human services are continuing to have larger and larger caseloads, in which the dollars and cents of our state have to be talked about and expended and certainly given to those people that can't help themselves. So if you will, of all of that budget, $880 million of that budget, almost 70% of it go to the social services and helping other folks. And they go to them not as additional programs. They go to them as keeping the status quo. The status quo, ladies and gentlemen. That means that if we are having difficult times in this state, which we know we are economically, our state government at least is still continuing to offer the services that we have offered in the past. And we've done that without a tax increase this year. So we're looking very, very good with regard to our budget, as Senator Drake will point out later. And we certainly have done the job that we think is the right thing to do, and that is in balancing 2002 budget, and then certainly taking a look at the budget that was proposed to us in December and acting on that. With that, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would certainly relinquish any part of the time I have left or any other time to Senator Drake. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President, and ladies and gentlemen of the body. It's been a long road. I guess I would like my committee to stand, especially Jim Putnam, my vice chair, and all the others to stand, if they would. I think they deserve a round of applause. These are a dedicated bunch of folks when it comes to doing these budgets. The second thing I'd like to say, last year, Senator Putnam was downstairs when the general bill was voted on, and his mother noticed that he never voted on that bill. I want you to know that I let Jim lead off tonight so that he could get his shots in, so that his mother does know that he is here and he will vote on the general bill. With that, I'd just like to run through a bunch of amendments, and I'm just going to do them in total. We went through about 50 or 55 different amendments that took off a number of things. We also went down and we added some things back into the budget, and I guess I'll do the add-ons. We added another $500,000 in the ATC's budget to take care of the hole that was created there. We added 3% to the cash grants for the TANF recipients. We took 3% inflation for the ATCs, the nursing homes, and mental health. Now, those are all add-ons. We added the kids 19 to 21, and those were add-ons. But we are indeed taking care of those people that we are charged with taking care of. If I look at the budget in total, we have the total shortfall this year is going to end up being $36,272,697. That's for the 2003 budget. That's about where we were in December. And we know things got worse since then, and we've been able to kind of pull it back to that line. And that's including all the specials that were added on through this legislative process. If you take this year's budget, the current 2002 budget, we're down $13,283,400 came out of those budget reserves. So if you take the 2 years, we're going to hit the budget reserves and the property tax reduction fund for about $49.5 million. That's down from what was estimated earlier of approximately $57 million. And so I think we've done a good job in sweeping funds to try to fill the hole, in cutting and also taking care of those that we need to take care of. And with that, I'm going to keep my discussion short. Thank everybody for their cooperation. Thank the Senate. It's been a pleasure working with this outfit. And if anybody is ever in Bowdoin or Watertown in the future when I move there, I'd appreciate you dropping in. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 187. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Moore? No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Dennard?
No.
Madam President, ayes 25. Nays 10.
The motion has received the majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Senator Drake. No questions. Remarks, Senator Drake.
Madam President, thank you. I know I'm a bit of a redneck, but my committee thought fit to give me a present.
Oh, very good.
Again, thank you all.
Redneck or not, you delivered a great product, Senator. Report?